Sweden is introducing new information for travellers at airports because of the ongoing Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. Sweden's public health agency has decided to put up the information signs at airports to help people arriving from affected areas act early by seeking medical care if they develop symptoms. Health Minister Jakob Forssmed says the risk of Ebola spreading in Sweden is considered very low, but the measure has been taken as a precaution. He adds that isolated imported cases can never be completely ruled out. Electricity prices could be especially high this summer, and they're expected to keep fluctuating a lot. That's according to a new report from Sweden's national power grid operator. The main reasons are unusually dry conditions, meaning less water's flowing into hydropower reservoirs, and rising gas prices linked to the crisis in the Middle East. Pontus de Mare, an operations manager at the Swedish National Grid, says that a windy summer would help hold prices down somewhat, but big day-to-day and hour-to-hour swings are still likely. In practice, this often means very cheap electricity around midday, when solar panels are producing a lot, while prices more often spike in the evenings and overnight. Reports of concern to Sweden's social services have risen sharply since 2018, according to a new nationwide review by the National Board of Health and Welfare. The review suggests that roughly 1 in 10 children was the subject of at least one report during 2024, made when a child or teenager is suspected to be at risk or not doing well. Most reports came from authorities like the police, schools and healthcare, though some were filed by private individuals. Many reports focused on concerns about a child's guardians or caregivers. And finally, the show will go on for US singer Tori Amos, who's performing tonight in Stockholm, despite her tour bus having been in a near miss with a Swedish elk. The singer writes on social media that on the way from Copenhagen to Stockholm, her bus had to swerve to avoid an elk crossing the road, causing her to fall over and bang the side of her face. Those were Wednesday's headlines. For more news, go to our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a great Wednesday evening.